Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm very excited about our good friend Gary Moore being back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. If he continues to be a good boy and behaves himself, we'll keep inviting him back and have that celebration. He's the author of a number of books on investing. One of my favorites is Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Also, his new book is called Look Up America. It's all about ethical investing and a little bit of politics too. He's a Wall Street veteran and a recovering Wall Street veteran. That's what I'll call him. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
A recovering Wall Street veteran. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah,
are you still on your 12-step program?
I think Gary, I'm 112 step.
112 step. Hey, Gary, we're going to talk about some of the news that's going on Wall Street these days that's affecting. It's not only affecting the investments you make in equities, for example. And I'm sure bonds too. But whether it be a direct stock that you purchase or in your 401k or your mutual funds or exchanges, whatever you're doing, so those two of those things are dark pools and high frequency trading, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But Gary, before we go there, I think it's important to back up a little bit and talk about what happened last time there was a problem. And it's something that I was introduced to by my friend Chuck Cadlick. He's the first person to tell me about the shadow banking system.
Oh, yeah.
And the shadow banking system, you want to explain to the audience what the shadow banking system is?
Well, pretty much just what it says. It says sources of financing. If you think about a bank, it's just a big pool of money. People put money in there, and then people who have big ideas and need big amounts of money can go and use that money to improve things, and that's all well and good for society if it's used properly. Shadow banking is just when a non-bank does it. There's many ways. A hedge fund, for example, you hear a lot about, is just a big pool of money put in by pension funds and so on, where a manager can allocate that to big projects and finance things. Corporations today are going directly to hedge funds to borrow money. There's other forms. I have investors, for example, who invest in pools of money that make loans to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because the banks, that money got very tight for a while coming from banks. Banks are kind of expensive to operate, Jim.
Yep.
And the shadow banking system supposedly is more efficient, has lower costs.
Supposedly. But I think one of the things, Gary, that I want to point out that I was told is back in prior to 2008, the shadow banking system was bigger than the other banking system. The one I know about. The shadow, folks, remember this now. Write this down. This is going to be on the test. The shadow banking system in 2008 was bigger than the regular banking industry. Now, and so, Gary, the way it's explained to me is that these people would show up, these holders of securitized mortgages would show up wanting some money, and they and the people with the money would say, okay, what do you got for collateral? And they say, well, I got these securitized mortgages. And they say, okay, great, give them to me. And then the next day they would pay the money back and take their securities back. Well, that went along just fine for several years, and it kept building and building and building until one day in September, and I'm oversimplifying just a little bit, one day in September when the guy said, yeah, what do you got? He says, I got these securitized mortgages. They said, oh, we don't want those anymore.
That's correct.
And when that happened, at that moment, the first time somebody said that, that was basically why folks in September of 2008, all hell broke loose.
All hell broke loose.
Am I right? Am I right about the way I described that, Gary?
Think about back in the 1920s, people put money in banks, Jim. And basically it all worked fine until all people wanted their money back one day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the banks had lent it out and didn't have it. And then that's what we call a bank panic. So we created the Federal Reserve to put money into the banks. The problem with the shadow banking system, at least to date, is we don't have that central banker behind it to provide that money.
Right. Right.
So when people want that money, Jim, it may or may not be there.
And some of those securities, securitized mortgage instruments, were leveraged 70-1. And that's when the digital greed came into play, folks. And they kept trying to, it'd be like you and me trying to collateralize, use our building as collateral with one bank when it's already been collateralized to another bank. And that's when the 2008 happened, and we're still paying for all that. Now, we're going to come back after these messages and talk about another type of a dark system that's out there that you and I need to know about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.